Archer's Omnibus for the week of 14 to 19 March 1999.
About here?
Yeah.
Shula?
Fine. The perfect spot for a picnic. Oh, it's even starting to warm up a bit. What's that?
It's a coot. Probably thought he had this stretch of the am to himself. Daniel, come and sit on the ground sheet.
I don't want to.
Oh, the ground's too cold to sit on, Poppet. Come on.
All right.
A picnic doesn't seem such a bad idea now the sun's out.
Oh, it'll be fine.
I did suggest some warmer alternatives, like a pub lunch, but Daniel wasn't having any of it.
I want to sit there.
Oh, what, next to me? Oh, mind you don't tread on Alistair.
Ow!
That's better.
So, this picnic was all your idea, was it?
And the food.
Yeah, Daniel made some very good choices. See?
Ooh. Jelly beans and cola.
Mm.
And chocolate.
Though, I'd recommend some of the hot consommé first.
Oh, please.
Do you like the picnic, Mummy?
Oh, yes, it's lovely. Now, what are you going to eat? No, you must have a sandwich before you have any sweets. Here you are.
It's not just the Archers who have family recipes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The secret of this consommé has been closely guarded by the Lloyds for generations. There you go.
Thanks. Oh, it smells good.
Tastes even better.
Mmm. Oh, it does. Mmm. Oh, it's fantastic. What have you put in it?
Mmm.
Mummy, have some of my food.
Yes, in a minute, darling.
Go on, Mummy.
After my soup.
There's a mystery ingredient.
Ooh. Mmm. What is it?
Vodka.
Vodka? I'm meant to be going round to Mum's later. I don't want to be sloshed.
Oh, it's only a shot.
Mummy.
Oh, careful you don't knock my cup over.
Eat some of my food.
Yes, I'm going to in a moment, I promise.
Don't you like it?
Of course I do.
Now, what do you think Mummy should eat? The chocolate buttons or...
the jelly beans.
Good idea. I'll open them.
Oh, thank you.
Come on.
Right. Now, green or red?
Orange.
Okay.
Like it?
Mmm, delicious. Consommé, vodka and jelly beans. Why isn't it in all the cookbooks?
Oh, do you need some more room, Daniel?
Yeah.
That's rather impressive, isn't it?
Mm. Yes. I've always liked the reflection of the trees in the river here.
Are they aspens?
Nothing like, they're older.
Oh. I'd have known if the leaves were up.
Mummy, eat some chocolate.
Oh, not with jelly beans and soup, thank you, darling.
Don't you like it?
Oh, yes, of course I do. I like everything about the picnic.
Eat some chocolate, then.
I know what we haven't told Mummy. Daniel and I didn't just dream up a picnic. We've got another plan, haven't we?
Ooh, what's that?
Daniel's coming into the surgery on Friday.
Are you?
Yeah.
He's going to be my assistant with the small pets.
Ooh, you like that, won't you?
Everyone at the surgery's been going on me to bring him in for ages.
Mummy, Mummy!
Dying to meet him.
Mummy!
Daniel, darling, Alistair's talking.
Look!
You mustn't be rude when someone's talking.
A butterfly!
Oh, yes. That's a brimstone, Daniel. First one I've seen this year.
It's
oh, careful, careful, keep away from the water.
If you run, you'll frighten it.
That's it. Yes, now, let the butterfly settle.
It is okay to take him into the surgery.
Mm, of course.
Only, you know, we were buying the picnic things. He was asking me what I do all day. So I thought...
oh, it's nice he's interested.
Mm, I thought so.
Do you think he's getting any more used to having two parents around?
Oh, he's fine when he's alone with you or me.
Mummy, come look at this butterfly.
He's just not sure how to deal with two of us at once.
Back a bit more. A bit more. That's it. Okay, pick up the hitch. Switch off. Right, I'll do the stand.
Thanks.
If you can do the PTO.
OK.
Oh, well, don't forget the cover.
OK, I know.
Oh, sorry. It's a long time since you used the muck spreader.
It won't go on.
Yeah, well, push the button and then ease the shaft forward.
Yeah, of course.
Look, I know you're not happy with what I said about, you know...
Oh, don't go on about it.
I've got just as high an opinion of Haley as you have.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You've got a funny way of showing it.
Right, OK. That's done. Oh, the pair of you have got some real business sense.
So what's the problem?
You've got to go about things in the right way. You can't have secret agreements.
If we tell you or Mum anything, you just say no.
You can't make someone a partner just because they're a good mate.
She wasn't going to be a partner in the pigs.
Yeah, I know.
We're partners in the sausages, that's all.
Now, the point is, Tommy...
Hayley deserves to be a partner, and she still thinks she is.
Yeah, well, Red Nose Night was hardly the place to discuss it, was it?
It didn't stop you ruining my night.
She was so chuffed at winning.
She's going to be so sick when she finds out.
I'm not saying she hasn't done a damn good job.
We've drawn up a proper agreement.
Tony?
Oh, afternoon, Jill.
Hello, Tommy.
Hi.
I just dropped in on Pat. I expected her to be up and about by now.
Not yet, I'm afraid.
I haven't seen her so low in a long time.
She can't seem to shake this blessed thing off.
I'll take this up to the field.
Hmm. You haven't connected the hydraulics yet?
Things are pretty hectic at Brookfield, but... if there's anything we can do to help...
Oh, thanks.
I mean it.
We're managing somehow, aren't we, Tommy?
I suppose so.
Anyway, I can see you're busy. I'll leave you to it.
Well, thanks for coming over, Joe.
I hope that'll be better soon. Bye now.
Cheerio.
Bye, Tommy.
Bye.
Tommy.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Can I get back up to the field now?
Look, if there's anything you want to talk through later...
Like what? You won't let Hayley be a partner. You made me look a right idiot about the agreement.
Tommy!
You've got what you wanted, haven't you? So what's there to talk about?
Where did you get all of these?
From our garden.
Oh, our daffodils aren't showing colour yet.
Oh, well, we've got that sheltered spot at the back.
Oh, your mother will be pleased. They make a nice splash of colour.
But where is she?
Oh, she's calling on Pat and then Elizabeth. They'll be all right in this vase for the time being, won't they?
I should have phoned to check she'd be here.
Oh, well, she won't be long. She'll be back to get dinner on.
Yes, David said she was cooking for everyone at the moment.
Oh, only while we're so short-handed.
Mm, good old mum. Dad, you won't be offended if I put the flowers in a different vase?
No, go ahead.
Good. Did you notice the celandines in with the ducks?
Yes.
Daniel picked those.
I'm surprised he didn't want to bring them over himself.
Oh, he's a bit worn out after our picnic. He's zonked out with Alistair in front of the telly.
Yeah. Wouldn't have thought it was quite picnic weather.
It was a bit chilly.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. Well, Daniel had his livelier moments.
Show me a boy his age who doesn't.
He tends to get a bit boisterous if Alistair and I spend too much time together.
He's still getting used to a new setup, that's all.
Mm. There, do they look presentable?
Yeah, very nice.
Good. Oh, yeah, he'll grow out of it.
Yes, of course he will.
I'm back.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Hello,
dear.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh.
Oh, what do you think of these?
Oh, what lovely spring flowers.
Yep, all homegrown.
Thank you. They're beautiful. Right. I'm not sure that's the right vase.
Oh, dear.
Let me get my coat off, then I'll find a nicer one.
Right, yep.
How's Pat?
Oh, not very well, to be honest. Thanks, Phil. She was in bed again. Looked completely washed out.
Mm. She's had this flu a while now.
Oh, I must call in on her.
Now, that's a better one.
Shula, could you pass my boots over?
Yeah. And how's Elizabeth?
Thanks.
Fine. She's come up with a lovely idea.
Oh, what's that?
You know the animal sanctuary, the other side of Felbersham?
I've heard of it.
One of the artists who's exhibiting at the art fair next week lives out there.
Oh, it's off a little side road by the mill, isn't it?
I think so. And since Elizabeth has to pick up some paintings there... she suggested we took Josh to the sanctuary for an afternoon.
Oh, he'll love that.
Oh. Tommy, can you see to the broccoli?
What I've got to do?
Well, drain it. You could put a bit of butter on top.
Yeah, right.
I'll do the spuds. If we make this look reasonable, your mum might actually eat some of it. You did a pretty decent job this afternoon. I'll have to leave all the muck spreading to you in future.
I don't need patronising.
Oh, you've done a good job, that's all. Now, when you've done that, will you give your mum a call?
There's no need.
Oh, you're right, love. That's good timing. I've just got the gravy to finish. Tommy, you get a knife and fork for your mum.
I'm not particularly hungry.
Oh, you've got to have something.
There you go, Mum. I've only given you a bit of broccoli.
Can you take some of it off?
OK.
Did I tell you that Jennifer phoned? There you go. She was asking after you.
Was she?
Yeah. She was a bit surprised you haven't seen the doctor yet.
What's it got to do with her?
Well, wouldn't do any harm to get an opinion, would it? Don't you reckon, Tommy?
Well, it's up to Mum.
I don't think it'd be a bad idea.
I'll see you later anyway.
Well, where are you off to?
Out.
Where?
Seeing some mates.
Well, what about your dinner?
I don't want any.
Well, why didn't you say earlier? I wouldn't have cooked you anything.
Well, there's no point in me hanging around here, is there?
Do you have to argue?
It's not me, Mum. But what would I do if I stayed in? Work on a marketing plan for the port?
Oh, now, come on, Tommy.
No point, because I'd never be allowed to put it into practice. See you later, Mum.
Bye.
Yeah, see you. I just haven't got through to him, have I? Haven't made him understand at all.
Is the heating on?
Hmm? Oh, yes, son. You cold, love?
OK.
Right. Now, you just try a little bit of the chop. I know I'm not the world's greatest cook.
All right. But... Don't go on, Tony.
I know it seems like a kick in the teeth telling him that Hayley can't be a partner, but if Tommy had think a bit about what I'm saying, Bridge Farm is his future, his and Helen's. We can't start parceling bits of it up and handing it out to third parties, can we?
No.
No, but I can't make Tommy see that. Can you think of a way?
I'm sorry. I'm not hungry.
Oh, Pat.
I think I'll go back to bed for a little while.
Oh, no, come on, love.
Look, I'll feel better if I lie down.
Oh, no, you won't. Look, why don't I give the surgery a ring?
I don't want a doctor.
No, it's not only me, love. Jill was really surprised by how low you looked this afternoon.
It's none of her business.
But you're not getting any better, Pat. This Dr. Hathaway's meant to be a pretty reasonable bloke.
How many times do I have to say it? I don't want to see a doctor. I'll get better in my own time.
But you're not well.
It's about a flu, that's all. Why can't you understand that, Tony?
Well, who's going to do it?
Oh, I will, if you like.
She can be very awkward.
She looks a bit lively.
It's at least the third time she's lost her tag in a fortnight.
It won't take a minute to put it back.
I wouldn't be so sure.
If we can work her into this corner...
All right, I'll take the board. Ready?
Yeah, move in slowly.
Yeah. Oh, she's looking to bolt.
No, I'm watching her. Don't worry. Easy now, easy.
Now, go on.
That's it. Nice and steady.
And don't try and turn.
No, you don't. Keep coming over. That's it.
Have you got her?
Steady, steady. You're not going to hurt you.
Can you manage?
Got the tag.
Yeah, here.
Steady. Off you go, now.
Well, that was simple enough.
Yeah, not too bad.
I wish you'd been here last time. Bert and I couldn't get a proper hold of her at all.
She must have been feeling cooperative this morning.
You made her cooperate, you mean?
Ah, they can be moody beasts. Well, I'd better get on fixing those feed troughs.
Oh, we're lucky you're still free to work here this week.
More than happy to.
It doesn't do stock any good having someone in who doesn't know what they're doing.
If I don't know about pigs, what do I know about, huh?
Well, stand-up comedy, for one thing.
Oh.
I understand you went down very well at the Bull on Friday.
Well... I didn't get booed off stage, anyway.
Well, I'm told you were very funny.
Well, not sure about that. Now, Hayley was funny.
Well, she won, didn't she?
And she deserved to. She had everybody in stitches. Sid said it raised a fair bit of money as well, so all in all, it was a good...
Morning, boss. Morning, Neil.
Oh, morning.
I didn't think you'd be in this morning, Bert.
Oh, neither did I, but when I woke up, I felt right as rain. Frieda made me wait an hour to be certain, or I'd have been here on time.
Well, I had asked Neil to cover for you.
That won't be necessary now.
No.
What's that drill for?
Well, there's a couple of troughs coming loose.
I hadn't noticed them myself.
Oh, well, I had before I got sick. First job I was going to see to this morning.
You'll want this, then.
You really are well again, Bert.
Definitely.
Then you won't be needing me this morning.
Well, not up here, perhaps.
It won't take two of us to fix the troughs.
Oh, I'll make tracks, then.
No, hold on, Neil. We asked you to come in, so we'll use you.
Well, I'll have a go at anything that needs doing.
Boy, you can manage perfectly well by yourself. I'll go and get them sorted straight away.
It's probably best to have a word with David or Ruth.
Right.
They're bound to have something you can be getting on with, for a morning at least.
I'll take these, Susan.
Oh, lovely those grapes are.
And there's the card as well.
I must remember to get a card myself today. It's It's Eddie's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah. He's celebrating at the ball this evening. Me and Neil said we'd go.
Oh.
Right, that's 170 for the grapes and the cards. OK, that's... Oh, that's 265 altogether, please.
Right. Do wish Eddie a happy birthday from us, won't you?
Of course. Can I ask who's to get well?
Pat.
Oh, she's still not better.
No. I called in at Bridge Farm yesterday. She looked dreadful. She said she didn't have the energy to get out of bed.
There's a 35.
Thanks. And of course, you won't take anything.
If she'd met Dr. Hathaway, she might have been keener to call him out.
The new man, what's he like?
Well, they say first appearances can be deceptive, but I hope not.
Ooh.
He seems very nice. He's got a lovely manner.
After Dr. Evans?
Yeah. But Dr. Hathaway, he's got this way about him. He seems trustworthy.
Sounds ideal.
And I can't wait to meet Siobhan.
Siobhan?
His wife. She's coming up from London today. They're looking round for somewhere to live.
Do you know if they've got anywhere in mind?
Oh, I don't know. He doesn't confide in me much. Yet.
I'll tell Pat to arrange a home call, shall I? That way we can build up an all-round picture of it.
Good idea.
Well, I heard you through here, Jill.
Oh, Jack, have you been putting on the price tags?
Not quite. I'll just have you a quick look at the paperwork.
Everything in order, Mr. Woolley?
Oh, absolutely, Susan. Completely shipshape.
I said it would be.
Oh, to be honest, I came down here to get away from the other problems more than anything else.
Problems?
My ex-keeper, Carl Swift.
Oh, I did hear something about him.
He certainly was swift. Wasn't with me 5 minutes before he'd run off with the head barman's wife. It's created a terrible atmosphere at Grey Gables.
Go in. Go on in.
She'd be over.
Yeah, but I've got us sorted. All right, Neil.
Is this the little one you're trying to foster on?
Yeah, I'll let her go up when a new mum's settled in the York pen.
Have any other orphans over the weekend?
This one's not an orphan. She's a twin, but a natural mum.
Only took on one.
That's right. Mind you, I can't complain. We've not done badly this year.
Is there anything else needs doing down here?
I thought you were working at Hollertree this morning.
Bert's better.
Oh, I didn't know.
And since I'm being paid for the morning...
I expect David will have something for you.
I've seen him already. He said he might need me for a bit of drilling later in the week, but not now.
Right. Well, I can certainly use you, Neil.
Oh, great.
There's some ewes ready to be shifted from the individual pens to the groups for a start.
Right.
And there's a couple of the late-born lambs need dotting rings put on.
Sure. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that won't take very long.
No. The thing is, Neil, we're trying to cover as much as possible ourselves at the moment.
Well, yes.
So we only get help in, like Mike doing the afternoon milking, as a last resort, really.
Of course.
And if I set you on to something else, it'll go over the morning we're paying for. Sorry.
It's okay, Ruth. I know how it is.
Jill, there's a message from Elizabeth.
Come over, Phil.
Are you sure?
You won't be stung. The colony's dead.
Oh, Lord. What about the other hives?
They seem okay, but with this one gone.
What, Varroa?
Probably. There are definitely mites in here. But whether they're the only cause...
Well, I remember you putting the strips in the autumn. I thought they stopped all this.
They're not infallible.
Obviously not.
You know the most frustrating thing?
What?
The farmer's market in Borchester.
If it takes off.
WI are sure it's going to. And it'd be the ideal place to sell beeswax and honey.
But you need healthy hives to do all that.
I just hope we don't lose any more.
Now, before I forget, Elizabeth's message.
Jill!
Come over, Ruth!
You're quite safe to bring Josh. This colony's dead.
Oh, no.
Hello, Josh. You coming to Grandad?
Hello, sweetheart. I wish I'd checked the hives a couple of weeks ago.
How's anything going to get pollinated if this keeps up?
We'll have to see what we can do to protect the others.
Are you going to be busy with them now?
Don't grab Grandad's hair, Josh.
Why? Oh. Did you want me to do something?
Davy's just phoned from the estate. He's going to be drilling there all afternoon.
Oh, he'd be daft to stop while he's got the weather with him.
And I was hoping to get started on our spring wheat, so...
Josh can stay with me for the afternoon.
You sure that's all right?
Of course.
If he ever lets go of my hair.
Josh, leave Grandad's hair alone.
He can help me decide what's for dinner later on.
Are we still okay to come down?
That's what we agreed, isn't it?
I know, but it seems such an imposition.
I'm more than happy to do it, all week.
Not on Thursday night, you won't.
Sorry, Phil.
That was Elizabeth's message. You're going to be busy on Thursday.
Is that when she's arranged to pick up the paintings?
And to go to the animal sanctuary.
Oh, do you hear that, Josh? That's going to be a big day out.
Is that all right?
Fine. You'll love it, won't you?
Yeah. The donkeys won't know what's hit them when they see Josh.
Neil?
Ah, do you want a pasty? I put one in for you.
Wasn't expecting you back yet.
Well, here I am.
Oh, yeah. Pasty will be great. I need something before I go up to the surgery.
Come on, sit down while it's hot.
Oh, this is nice. I've been on my feet all morning.
Yeah. Here you are, love.
Ah, ta.
Pickles or anything?
Oh, no. Sit down yourself. But you could do with a breather if you've been hard at it at Brookfield.
Oh, I got home the best part of 2 hours ago.
Oh?
Bert's back on his feet.
So you won't be at Hollertree this week?
Nope.
Oh, and there was nothing else going?
Nothing decent.
Oh, that's a shame. Not that I want Bert to be ill.
David said there might be a bit of drilling later in the week.
Well, that's something.
But he couldn't guarantee it. I don't know why. I'd got it in my head I'd be there all week.
Oh, never mind, eh? There'll be plenty of work coming up now, won't there? Everyone's busy.
Everyone's watching their labour costs as well. The only definite job I've got this week is half a day doing Marjorie's garden.
Well, things will get moving again in the spring, won't they?
Yeah, maybe they're moving straight past me.
Here's something that'll make you laugh. The card I got for Eddie.
Oh.
There. It's a bit saucy, I know, but Eddie's not going to mind.
Very good.
Don't you think it's funny?
Yeah, very funny.
Oh, it made me laugh out loud. And Mr. Woolley grinned.
I'll drop it round at Grange Farm this afternoon, if you like.
Oh, there's no need. We can give it to Eddie this evening.
I don't think we'll be going to the ball tonight, love.
We promised.
Well, that's when I thought I'd have the money from Hollertree.
Oh, I can find the price of a couple of drinks.
No, Susan.
We'll be letting Eddie down.
There'll be plenty of other people there and... I don't really fancy it.
Oh, see what you feel like later, eh?
I'm not going to feel any different.
Neil. Oh, well, we don't have to go if we don't want to.
Yeah, I'm sorry, love.
Wonder if Mrs. Hathaway's arrived yet. I expect she'll have a look at the surgery this afternoon. Keep wondering what she's going to look like. Blonde or brunette, tall or short.
Does it matter?
Just wondered.
I'm sorry.
You know what Christopher was saying this morning, don't you?
Oh, what's that?
When he was packing his school bag. Said he was going to tell all his classmates what a great comedian his dad was.
Oh.
Hayley might have won, but everyone reckons you were really good at comic relief.
Well... I don't know why I bothered to go in for it.
Oh, you were great. And Christopher's dead proud of you.
Is he?
Definitely.
Well, he shouldn't be.
You ought to be pleased.
I would be if he was proud of me for the right reasons. Because I was doing something worthwhile, something useful. Not for talking silly nonsense in a pub.
Come on, Neil.
Only at the moment I'm not doing very much for him to be proud of, am I?
Tommy! Whoa! Hang on!
What?
Why are you out here?
What?
Switch off a minute. You need to be working down the new vegetable area.
Yesterday you said this needed doing.
Oh, yeah. When it looked like we were going to get rain today.
Oh, great.
We can harrow the grassland any time. The other job's urgent.
All right. I just wish it'd make your mind up.
Well, if you thought about it yourself...
I'm set, all right.
As long as it gets done. Oh, and can you make sure you come back to the house for lunch?
Why?
There's something I want your opinion on.
What?
I'll show you at the house.
What is it?
It'll be easier to explain then.
Dad, I'm not a kid. I don't like wait-and-see games.
It's not a game. I want your opinion on a business matter.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. But I need it to be an informed opinion. So, I'd like to wait till you can see what we're talking about. OK?
Your meal should be ready any minute.
Right.
I'll just add the drinks to the bill, shall I?
Any discount for comedians?
Afraid not.
Worth a try. Almost forgot, I saw you last night.
Did you?
Yeah, coming out of the leisure centre in Borchester.
Oh.
I'd wave if you didn't see me.
Yeah, it was Nets for the under-15s.
Not at that time of night. Have you stayed on to pump some iron?
Yes, and a bit of a workout in the gym.
Oh, you're really into this keep fit lark, aren't you?
I'm trying to look after myself.
It's certainly having an effect.
Oh, do you think so?
Definitely.
Yeah, you can tell I've lost a bit of weight.
Well, don't turn sideways or you disappear.
But, well, like I was saying the other day, when you're young like you, Hayley, your body looks after yourself.
Oh, I wish.
As you mature, you have to make more of an effort. Or...
Well, everything falls to bits, I know.
Well, quite how I was going to put it, but...
In fact, that's pretty much why I suggested Mrs. A came out for lunch.
Aye.
You know she's got cataracts?
Ah, yes.
Well, this morning she got the date for the operation. It's not for 8 months.
8 months?
Yeah, isn't it terrible?
Yeah, it does seem a long time.
So I thought she needed a bit of cheering up. Hence luncheon here.
Yeah. Well, I'd better get your meals.
Right, I'll take these over. Mrs. A will be wondering what's happened to me. Here we are.
Oh, thank you.
Not a bad way to spend a Tuesday. Pub lunch and a shopping spree.
You're sure you don't mind taking me into Borchester?
No, of course not. I'd only waste my afternoon off mooching round otherwise. There's loads of things I want to get for myself.
Oh, I don't feel so bad about asking you then.
Well, was there anywhere in particular you wanted to go?
Actually, there is. I'm not quite sure of the name of the shop.
A place and new potatoes.
Oh, that's Mrs. A's.
Thank you, Sid.
Right hands, thank you, me.
Oh, that looks lovely.
I hear you've got a long wait for your operation, Mrs. Antwerp.
I was expecting it to be considerably longer.
Where?
I fully expected to wait 10 months. So this has been good news. They'll do one eye first and then the other sometime later.
Oh.
Well, I think it's disgraceful.
But now I've got a definite date, I feel much more positive.
Ah, good for you.
For a start, I'm going to get a new clock with large numbers. There's one in the shop I was telling you about, Hayley.
Anyway, bon appetit. And, oh, and, Hayley, no need to mention to Cathy I'll put more time at the gym.
Oh.
She'd only want me back here pulling pints if she knew.
Tim?
Hmm?
Can you hold the brambles back?
I did tell you it was in a bit of a state.
It's only the garden. The cottage is fine.
Oh, it's all right.
It's ideal.
You really like it?
Don't you?
Look, Siobhan, if it was in Penyhassett, I'd say let's go for it, but...
What's wrong with Ambridge?
Nothing.
So?
It's just that it's so close to the surgery.
Well, that could be an advantage.
Oh, ideal. Patients banging on the door in the middle of the night. Open up, Doc. I've got a nasty-looking rat.
Tim!
Oh, they would.
Oh, Tim, it's perfect.
Hmm. Quite picturesque.
The patch is gorgeous.
Yeah, it does look quite impressive.
And we'd be right by the green. And the village pond. And the ducks.
Since when have you liked ducks?
Did you see all the mums meeting up there with their wee toddlers?
Okay, ducks is a plus.
I love it, Tim. And you know, it's not so neglected.
Well, that needn't be a problem anyway.
Of course not.
One of my receptionists has a husband who seems to be some sort of odd job man.
Ah, there you are.
And from what Susan was saying this morning, her Neil has got plenty of time on his hands.
Then let's buy the cottage and keep your receptionist happy.
Well, let's think about it over lunch.
Well, sounds good. Where?
If we're even considering Honeysuckle Cottage.
Which we are.
Lunch has got to be at the Bull. Get to know our prospective neighbours.
Your mum's going to try and get up for an hour later on, she says.
Right.
So, what do you think of the design?
All right, I suppose.
Now, that's the basic logo. We'd use this type of lettering on all the products.
That blue's not bad.
We're getting 50,000 yoghurt cartons printed up, and the ice cream tubs.
So, whether I like it or not doesn't actually matter?
Well, of course it does.
Well, not if it's all being printed anyway.
We can use the design for everything we market from Bridge Farm.
Marketing's not my department, is it?
Look, Kim, why don't you sit down for your cup of tea?
I'm a stockman and a tractor driver, that's all.
Tommy.
That's right, isn't it?
Can we talk this through seriously?
What's the point?
Let's both sit down for a minute, shall we?
If I have to.
Now, good branding is important for sales, isn't it?
Suppose so.
And if the produce is good, customers will learn to trust that brand.
What is this, a business lecture?
I'm explaining something important.
I don't see what you're getting at, Dad.
This design won't just look good on yoghurt or ice cream. It'll look good on anything. Like organic sausages.
Hey?
We could use it on the sausage packaging.
You've knocked all that on the head.
No, I haven't.
You have, on Friday, you said.
I said it was wrong to have drawn up an agreement with Hayley.
Well, same thing.
No, it isn't. Not at all.
You made it clear you weren't behind us.
I said the agreement was a mistake. And the way you've tried to market the sausages has been, well, amateurish, to be honest. Now, you've got to admit, those labels...
With the best we could do on the computer.
Oh, yes, but how do they compare with this, eh?
Well, that's not a fair comparison.
Don't you think you'd get better sales long-term with this branding?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, of course you would. Bridge Farm has got a good reputation with consumers.
I know that.
And the sausages can't operate as a standalone business. They depend on the whole infrastructure of the farm anyway. So why not use that reputation to your advantage?
You're saying they have to become Bridge Farm organic sausages?
Well, doesn't that make sense to you?
Some people did get in a muddle when we called ourselves Ambridge Originals. One bloke said it sounded like a football team.
Right. Then let's use this design.
And if we do, Hayley and me can just start producing again?
With one or two changes to the way you do things.
Such as?
Well, for a start, I think Hayley should get a realistic salary. One that reflects how much work she's putting in.
She's done loads.
Yeah, I know. And if we put that in place, the fact that she can't be a partner isn't going to seem so important to her.
Dad!
No, I'm sorry, Tommy.
The sausages were her idea just as much as mine.
I know you don't want to let a friend down.
Too right, I don't.
But we can't make her a partner.
Only for the sausages.
Now, what would it be like if every time a supermarket started selling something new, they brought in a partner?
It's not like that.
Isn't it?
No, I'm not talking about loads of partners. It's just Hayley, just this once.
This morning, you said you didn't want to be treated like a kid.
Of course I don't.
So I'm not going to treat you like one. I'm not going to pretend you can run a business on friendship, Tommy, because you can't. It's not like that.
I know.
So, do you want to do things the way I suggested, or give up on the sausages altogether?
If I agree, we can start up again.
Your mum and I will back you all the way.
Have you said anything to Hayley?
No, not yet. I wanted to talk it through with you first.
You'll have to tell her she can't be a partner. There's no way I can dump that on her.
Yeah, OK.
Not after all she's done. She'll be really upset about it, Dad.
Ah, what do you think? Not bad for a pub lunch.
Have you seen what the landlord's doing?
What?
Go on, have a look.
What's he up to?
Tim, would you turn around and have a look?
What?
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Look at all the bottles shaking.
Why doesn't he go for a proper run if he's that desperate for exercise?
Oh, maybe they're all so healthy in Ambridge they won't get any business.
Good. All the more time to help me convert the cottage.
Convert it?
Well, the dining room will have to be my office for the time being, but we'll need to think of getting an extension fairly quickly.
Siobhan?
Well, don't worry, not straight away. Not till we've settled in.
Well, why not just buy somewhere bigger in the first place?
The dining room will be fine, Tim. Translating doesn't take up all that much space.
What was wrong with the old police house? It was very roomy.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, except it isn't Honeysuckle Cottage.
You're really taken with it, aren't you?
Sometimes you know something's right as soon as you see it. Well, you like it, don't you?
Yes.
Well, then. That second bedroom's crying out to become a nursery.
Hmm. Well, I suppose we could express an interest. At least get a surveyor to have a look at it.
And soon. I haven't told you about Niamh yet.
And what about her?
She definitely wants to buy the flat.
Oh, she's finally made up her mind.
Well, her lease is running out, so she says, can we jolly well get a move on?
Ever thoughtful, your sister.
It'd make life a lot simpler for us not having to look for a buyer.
And it might not be too complicated at this end, either.
With no chain?
Well, the agent thought any reasonable offer would be accepted without hassle.
Well, there you are. See, everything's pointing towards us buying Honeysuckle Cottage. Oh, here comes the fitness fanatic.
Stop it.
Everything all right for you?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Lovely.
I hope I'm not being presumptuous, but I take it you're Mrs. Hathaway.
Siobhan.
It was my wife who served you, Kathy.
We enjoyed the meal.
Hope you enjoy a lot more of them here. Have you made up your mind where you're going to live yet?
Oh, no, yes, we're still looking.
Tell you what, you could do a lot worse than moving to the village itself.
Well, that's what we're planning.
It's a possibility.
I'm not from Ambridge myself, mind. I moved here when I was 19, and I've never regretted it. You on your way out, Hayley?
Yeah, just finished.
Well, come over here a minute, would you? Hayley, Ambridge. Pretty good place to live, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah. Hayley Jordan, our resident comedian.
Give over, Sid.
This is Dr. Hathaway.
Hello again.
Hi, yeah, we met the other day.
And his wife, Siobhan.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
And they're thinking of coming to live in the village.
Oh, you like it here? I've just come back for the second time. I'm lodging with... Where's Marjorie gone?
I think she'd come from the ladies went straight out.
Excuse me, you should be wondering what's happened. Honestly, you'll love it here.
See what I mean? It's not just me. Can I get you a sweet?
No, thanks, just coffee.
Oh, and for me, thanks.
Right, let's get these out of the way for you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, and... two coffees coming up.
Well, they couldn't be friendlier, could they?
Yeah, they seem pretty reasonable.
Let's put an offer in on the cottage, love.
You're absolutely sure?
When I stood on the green and I saw the thatched roof and the honeysuckle on the trellis, everything about it.
Well, if you're certain it's what you want.
Well, in an absolutely perfect world, we'd pick Ambridge up and put it down in Wicklow. But since we can't do that, this is as perfect as it can be. Let's go for it, Tim. Please.
I'm happy if you're happy.
I will be. This time I will be.
Then look out, Ambridge. We're coming to stay.
Oh! Oh!
Here, Eddie!
Oh, afternoon. Go on, that's it, girls.
Yeah, I need your word.
Gonna tell me what happened, see? That Anne you were gonna give with afternoon milk.
Yeah, no, don't start.
I wanted to get on with the spring barley.
You're gonna have to wait a bit.
Go on, that's it.
Just over a week to Lady Day, innit?
I know that, Dad.
You've been totting up what we got put aside for rent.
And let me guess, we're a bit short for a change.
Yeah, well, that's one way of describing it.
Oh, maybe it's not such a problem.
Eh?
There's a few bubble got itch trimming I haven't had time to put for the books yet.
A few bob?
For a couple of hundred quid, like, it's not a problem.
Couple of hundred quid? Eddie, it's more like a thousand.
It can't be.
Well, I gone over it four times.
Then you must have got it wrong four times.
No, I haven't.
Because I did a rough little tot up in my head the other day.
No, they come up to the house and see
And
you.
I know we're not that far off.
Well, I got it all written down in plain as you like.
Yeah, of course you have.
Well, don't you take my word for it. Look at the figures yourself.
Oh, I'll be up in a bit. Now go and get tea on before Clary's back.
You won't have to just smirk later on.
Get that pie in the oven. And keep taking the tablet.
Hi, Tommy.
Oh, hiya.
You got a muck sweat on you, haven't you?
I want to get the straw up to the pigs whilst it's still light.
I didn't think there was anyone around at first.
Dad's got a meeting with the co-op field manager.
What's you wanted to see?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, an apology.
An apology? What for?
Leaving you to organise our next batch of Ambridge Originals while I gad off to Brum for a couple of days.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I was going to come over as soon as I got back. But Josie wanted me to do some extra hours and I've been keeping an eye on Mrs. A.
Honestly, it's not a problem.
She bought this brilliant clock yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Huge numbers. It's great. You could tell the time from the next counting.
Mind out.
Well, anyway, what's the news? Have you found another place to get the leaks? I take it your parents haven't relented.
I can't hang around, Hayley. I've got to take this lot up to the Arks.
Well, some of Josie's friends are pestering me for more sausages.
This really isn't the best time to discuss it.
Who's talking about a discussion? All I want to know is when are we making our next batch?
Yeah, good question.
Tommy? Oh, hello, Hayley.
Hi.
Thought you'd be at the London Palladium or somewhere by now.
I'm never going to live red-nosed like Dan, am I?
No. I can't find your mum nowhere, Tommy.
I think she's back in bed.
Oh, could I give you a message for her?
Yeah, sure.
Only the temperature thing on the pasteurise, you know that disc, what's it?
Thermogram.
That's it, yeah. Well, one of the pens has dried up and I don't know how to replace it.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll get Mum or Dad to sort it out.
Will you tell them? I didn't want to go home without saying some in case the record is out overnight. I'll see you tomorrow then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Clary. Is your Mum still ill?
Yeah.
That's been ages.
She doesn't seem to be getting any better.
What do you think of me not coming to see her for days?
She's not bothered what anyone does at the moment.
Well, I'll go home, get me tea, and then I'll come back to see her this evening.
If you want.
I'll bring her a magazine or something. Might be much better time to talk business.
Yeah, much better.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that repair.
The dinner rent.
Nice lump out the milk check.
There's the fee.
I know.
Plus the insurance. That's
all right, the major point.
Even with your edging money. There's the best part of a thousand missing.
Oh, this time I thought we were clear.
Borchester land have no idea, have they? Hey, no idea what their tenants suffer to keep them in profit. Oh, evening, Clary.
Evening, Joe. You all right, love? Oh, smashing. You remember to put the pie in?
Of course I did.
Bless you.
Though it wouldn't be a wonder if I had forgot. There's been other things to worry about this afternoon.
Oh, don't tell me about them now. I've had enough problems of my own. Oh, it looks ready.
Well, it's had long enough.
Put the knives and forks out, will you, Ed? I'll serve it straighter.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, it's been a rotten day at the day around.
Rotten day all round.
Hat's still off. So, of course, first thing, the heating pump cuts out. All the milk goes back in the holding tank. Then we have to wait half an hour for Tony to see to it, because I can't remember how to reset. Oh, Joe, love, could you just pass me them plates?
Oh, right, here.
Where's the boys?
Oh, Edward's at her friend's and William's upstairs doing his own work.
Again?
So he says.
What's got into him?
I don't know. I should leave well alone if I was you.
Give him a shout, will you, Eddie? Eddie? What's up, love?
We're short on the rent, ain't we?
Best part of 1,000.
Oh, no.
And I'm sick of it.
Here, mind the plates.
I mean, there we go. Cut me out to the social and ask for family credit. No, they says. You're too well off.
Come on, love.
Is this what well off is, eh? When it comes to Lady Day, we can't even scrape the rent together.
We will. We've done it before.
We take every scrap of work we can, then go and look for more, but we still can't manage. So what's the blooming point?
Larry's right. There's bound to be some way round it.
I don't want a way round.
Eddie, love, it's always tight at rent time.
Where's your down low, eh? Every flaming time. We might as well not bother working at all. Then we get every hand out going.
Well, there's one thing we can do might sort it out.
What's that?
See Brian Aldridge.
Oh, fat lot of good that'll do.
Tell him he wants an abatement from the estate.
The only trouble is we're not due a rent review, are we?
Well, I know, but them as are have been getting the rate cut.
Would you think Borchester Land would look at ours?
No. Well, they might. The way things have been, we're not the only tenants who are going to have a problem paying.
It's got to be worth a try, Ed, eh?
It's just whistling in the dark.
Have you got a better suggestion?
Oh, I suppose not.
That's settled then. First thing tomorrow, you and me will go round to Brian Aldridge. All right, Eddie?
Yeah, all right.
Ed, are your tea's here?
I'll have it later.
Ah, but... Oh, that's just what I need.
Well, I don't mind him, Clary.
Suppose I'll have to get William myself. William!
What is it?
You coming down there?
What was all the shouting for?
Oh, nothing.
Didn't sound like nothing.
What's that you're doing? Oh, maths.
Oh, no, I finished it.
I thought you couldn't stand maths. Here, let's have a look.
Mum?
Much better effort. That's good.
Oh, I've still got a lousy mark.
And English?
Will you stop it?
You see? You can write neatly when you want.
Oh, what's a tea?
Hey, how come you're doing your own work all of a sudden?
Well, I thought you wanted me to.
Of course I do. But up to a few days ago, we couldn't get you off your dirt bike for love nor money. Now you're up here all the time. Something's changed.
No, it ain't.
William.
Well, I've had an idea, that's all.
What idea?
I know you don't want me hanging around the chute, but it's the only job I want to do, so...
Yeah?
Well, I put this plan to Mr. Woolley.
Go on.
I said if I have a real go at my GCSEs, would he take me on as an underkeeper when I finish school?
And he said yes?
Yeah, I'll have to go to college and everything. There's loads you have to learn to be a keeper.
I see.
Only the thing is, I still need to help out at Grey Gables sometimes, if I'm to learn about pheasants properly. I'll only do it when I finish my schoolwork, though.
And you're really going to try for your GCSEs?
Well, I want to show Mr. Woolley I'm serious.
Oh, that's wonderful, William.
Oh, get off, Mum.
In fact, it's the first bit of good news I've had all day.
That's the article I told you about.
On rare breeds? Mm.
The bit about the Hampons, interesting.
So...
That's how we touched her too.
Oh, dear. Thanks for bringing it down, Hayley.
She's not feeling very well, is she?
No.
Normally I'll have been ill. You know, not really ill, just ill enough to lie in bed and read slushy books all day.
I don't think slushy books are Pat's thing at the moment.
So we're gathered. Shall I wash these up?
No, it's okay. We'll do them later. Do you want a cuppa?
Not for me, thanks.
What about you, Tommy?
No, it's all right. I'll take the magazine with me, Dad.
Oh, fine.
Tommy?
Yeah?
What about this chat we're supposed to be having?
I've an essay to finish for college.
But we're going to discuss a certain subject.
Well, it's probably better if Dad tells you what's happening.
Tommy?
It might be simpler, Hayley.
He puts things a bit better than I do.
Tommy?
Look, there's nothing to worry about. Basically, I've got some very good news for you.
Have you?
Sit down, love. There's something I want to show you. The new Bridge Farm logo.
Oh.
And what do you think?
It's great.
Yeah, we're hoping it'll do the job. Not just for our existing lines, but on the packs of sausages as well.
Sausages?
Yes.
I wasn't sure I was allowed to say the S word.
Tommy's keen to keep marketing them.
What about you and Pat?
Well, I can't see any objections.
You happy for us to go ahead?
If you and Tommy are happy to do it, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, just try and stop us.
Yeah, but it's not just the packaging we're going to improve.
No?
I think you and Tommy have earned the right to put things on a more professional basis all round.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you.
For one thing, you've not been getting a fair reward, Hayley. Not for all the work you've put in.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, no. Your payment has been very piecemeal so far.
Enjoyed what we've been doing.
Still, you should be properly paid.
Well, all contributions gratefully received.
Now, we need to draw up a proper contract outlining your responsibilities... And your salary.
Oh, no, that's all right. Me and Tommy have done that already.
Ah.
We did it a while back.
Yes. Tommy showed me your agreement.
Oh.
I can't say I was that impressed.
Was it a bit sloppy?
Well, to be honest, I doubt if it has any legal status at all.
Well, we'll go to Wooshire this time.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
No, we want to do it right.
The point is, Hayley, it's not appropriate for you and Tommy to form a partnership.
Sorry?
We can't take you on as a partner.
I don't want to be a partner in the whole pork business.
No, no, no.
Just in the sausages.
So, no, all the same, that's not possible.
I can't be a partner.
Sorry.
Why not?
Hayley, a partner is someone who invests in a business, not just someone who works there.
I thought that's what I had been doing, investing with time and effort.
Yeah, but with respect, there's a bit more to a business partnership than that. You should speak to Helen about it.
Should I?
Yeah, she's quite clued up on that sort of thing. But you don't need to be a partner anyway.
Off with. But it's gone way beyond that now. We found out we're good at what we're doing.
Yeah, you've done really well.
So why are you ignoring all that effort?
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what isn't fair. Me and Tommy have been equals in this. Partners, in all but name.
No one's denying you make a good team.
There's been no great fuss about contracts or salaries or responsibilities up till now.
Well, perhaps there should have been.
But suddenly, oh, when we try something new and things start to take off, I find out I'm not an equal. I'm just another employee.
No, it's not like that.
No, well, what am I then?
Well, strictly speaking, you would be an employee.
Tracy Horribin in the dairy, me and the pigs. What's the difference?
All the difference in the world.
I don't think so. You've made it perfectly clear. To you and Pat and Helen, I'm a hired hand.
Oh, now, come on, Hayley.
Well, at least I was. Because if that's what you think of me, after all the work I've done, I'm not going to waste any more of my time here.
Hayley! Oh, hell.
Gently, does it?
That's it, boss. We'll do the bars.
They'll be wondering what we're playing at.
I didn't expect to find themselves back here, that's for sure.
And out you come. Come along. Come on.
It's your lucky day.
Down you go. Go on, go on. Get moving.
They'd hurry a bit more if they knew where they'd nearly ended up.
Don't stop on the ramp.
Yes, you're back at Brookfield. Go through, go through.
Oh, I don't know why we bothered going.
Well, you were to know the prices would be like that.
I don't think we shall be the only ones bringing stock back.
No. That's it, go through.
Right. Can you help me hitch this up again?
No joy at the market?
No.
What were they offering?
Nowhere near what we hoped for.
Oh, there was quite a few there disappointed.
Still, bit of a gamble bringing them back, isn't it, Dad?
I know.
Extra feed, transport.
David, my judgment is we could get a better price if we hold on to them for a bit.
Oh, fair enough.
I mean, I admit, I could be wrong.
No, you were there, I wasn't.
Well, I reckon anyone with sense would have done the same.
Well, let's just hope Mum and Elizabeth have a more successful trip.
Ah, they're off to the donkeys, aren't they?
The animal sanctuary, yes, with Josh.
Oh, have they gone?
Well, no, they can't have. Elizabeth only got to the bungalow a couple of minutes ago.
He'll have the time of his life, young Josh.
Yeah, and I stand to earn some brownie points out of it.
Oh, how's that?
Well, since Mum's not going to be around to make dinner, and the children are going to be out, I've volunteered to cook Ruth one of my special casseroles.
Oh, I bet you won't feel like cooking by the time you finish drilling.
Ah, no, that's the clever bit, you see. I've already made it, and I put it on low heat, so as soon as Ruth and I are finished, our meal is waiting.
Oh, very enterprising.
Oh, if I'd thought, I'd have done enough for you and Mum as well.
Oh, it'll manage when your mother gets back.
Did you put a bay leaf in your casserole?
No.
Oh, you ought to have done. Frieda always puts a bay leaf in.
So now you know.
Yes. Well, can't hang around exchanging recipes all day.
Just trying to be helpful.
Yeah. Sometime today, but can you take a load of ewe nuts to the lambing shed, please?
Oh, yes, I noticed we're running low.
Right, oh. I'll get on to it now.
Thanks.
I wonder what Jack wants.
The very man.
What can we do for you, Jack?
I need a word, urgently. I haven't come to see either of you two.
No?
I'm here to discuss a matter of the utmost importance with Bert, if I can catch up with him. Bert!
Wipes, juice, whatever you do, don't lose Josh's beaker.
No?
You won't drink out of anything else.
There's no need to rush.
Oh, I meant to have all this ready earlier.
Oh, then that's two of us running late. Oh.
We've got plenty of time.
The annoying thing is, I was ready to leave Lurloxley in good time.
And what happened?
Oh, I've forgotten his cap. You never know, the weather might turn.
Well, I was on the point of leaving when suddenly I had a very disgruntled artist to deal with.
Are they all as moody as people say?
The artist wasn't the problem.
No?
He'd only come to hang his work. Only the poor chap ran into Julia before he met anyone else and made the mistake of asking her for directions.
Ah.
As Julia put it, he looked so much like a builder, it was only natural to take him up to the roof. Poor Unfortunately, he saw the funny side himself. Well, eventually.
There's his cat and his fleecy jacket, just in case.
I think we're covered for all eventualities, Ruth.
And we've got plenty of night stuff for him at the house.
You're sure about him staying over afterwards?
Of course.
The plan is I drop Mum and Josh off at the sanctuary and go and pick up my paintings and then join them for the rest of the afternoon.
I've heard some good things about this place.
We're looking forward to it, aren't we, Josh?
It should be fun.
Is that everything?
I think so.
Well, I'll carry Josh if someone can take the buggy.
You're such a treat having a day off.
You've more than earned it, Jill.
And this little monster isn't going to give us any time to relax, are you, Josh?
Exactly, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it all the same.
I intend to.
Well, getting away from Julia and Nigel and the rebuilding is bliss in itself.
You are talking to Nigel again, then?
Oh, just about.
Good.
Can't you give Mummy a goodbye kiss, then?
It's going to be great fun. I nearly asked Hayley if she wanted to bring Harry along when I saw them this morning.
Oh, that would have been nice.
But she had such a scowl on her face, I thought better of it.
You rest up against that fence a minute, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, I'm impressed at how fast you walk, Bert.
If I know you is behind me.
Well, I've caught up with you now.
And done your shoes much good coming across the field?
Oh, no. And there's mud all over my trousers where I slipped.
That ain't mud.
Anyway, I need to talk to you about gamekeeping.
Gamekeeping? Mm. Ah, I think I know why.
Have you heard what my new keeper's done?
All Ambridge has, I'd say.
Up to left me without a word.
My Frieda reckons he's working in that big garage in Borchester.
Oh, everyone that seems to know more about it than me.
I still don't see how I can help you, though.
Ah, you can't. But I think you know someone who can.
Ooh, who's that, then?
Well, he took an umpiring course a couple of years back.
Ah, Trevor Pinner.
Do you know him?
Oh, you do now.
Oh, good. What can you tell me about him, Bert?
He's a very experienced keeper. Did it for years.
Yeah?
He's used to running a big shoot.
Did he retire because of ill health?
Oh, Trevor's as fit as they come. You can't be an umpire unless you're in pretty good shape, you know?
Oh, quite. So why did Trevor give up keepering?
Well, he didn't want to. The shoot he ran closed down all of a sudden.
Oh.
I remember going for a drink with him one night. He said he really missed keepering. He'd love the chance to get his hand in again.
Did he? You wouldn't know how I could get in touch with him, would you?
Well, you want his address?
Have you got it?
Ah, somewhere at home. We stayed in touch after the course.
This is the best morning's work I've done in a long time.
Oh, I can't quite remember whether it's County Wicklow or County Wexford.
Pardon?
No, I always mix them Irish counties up.
He's in Ireland?
Harry moved there a year ago.
Oh.
He couldn't get any work round here. Now, when do you want me to drop off the address?
Thanks, Bert, but you needn't bother.
Mum?
Have you finished?
Mission successfully accomplished. The paintings are in the car.
Are they what you expected?
Oh, I'll show you when we get back to Brookfield. Textures are superb. One of them would be perfect for the library.
You're meant to be selling art next week, not keeping it.
I know. And how do you like the animals, Josh?
Oh, you were just the same. Soon as you were in your pushchair, straight off to sleep.
Hope he hasn't been like that since I dropped you off.
No, he's been having a wonderful time.
Good.
Especially with the rescued birds.
It's these I wanted to see.
The donkeys?
Hmm. I have a soft spot for them. Awkward, ungainly, a bit like me.
Elizabeth.
Only joking.
I should hope so.
No, I used to think of myself as awkward.
You never were. And you seem more confident every time I see you.
I wish I felt confident about the art sale.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It might be if Lo Loxley wasn't covered in scaffolding and plastic sheeting.
That won't bother anyone.
Sends out the wrong message.
Once they're inside, they'll forget all about it.
Then they've got Julia to contend with.
Can't you think of her as adding character to the proceedings?
No, I can't. Oh, with any luck, Don and Simon will whisk her away for the evening.
Don and Simon?
Julia's two favourite builders.
Favourite workmen?
Oh, yes. You should see the 4 o'clock tea ritual. Mrs. Pugsley brings in the Darjeeling and best china, and Julia insists on serving Don and Simon herself. The Japanese have got nothing on it.
She's just being a perfect hostess.
No, she's being a perfect something.
That portrait business bothered you, didn't it?
That's a considerable understatement.
But you have forgiven Nigel now.
I just wasn't happy about the way he did it. He should have let Julia sell the ghastly picture. But we can't afford to be at loggerheads. I want him to agree with me about converting the barn.
A gallery and bistro. It's a bit ambitious.
They're not impossible. Whoops. Someone's awake.
Is that you, Josh?
Come on. Are you going to have a look at the donkeys? Oh, up we come.
Hey, look at that one. What a silly noise to make. Isn't he silly, Josh? As silly as your Auntie Elizabeth. What are you smiling at, Mum?
Am I smiling? There's nothing, dear.
David?
Yep.
Why are you opening a second bottle?
Because we finished the first one.
Isn't wine supposed to be drunk with a meal, not polished off before it?
Casserole shouldn't be much longer.
Maybe not now that I've put it up to a decent temperature.
Yeah, give us your glass. I thought it'd be more tender with a long, slow cook.
Slow's the word. If I hadn't checked the oven, we'd still be waiting at Easter.
There you go.
Thanks. Oh. I could get used to this.
Well, I think that with the kids not around, we're allowed to unwind a little bit.
I wonder how Pip's enjoying a sleepover.
Oh, she'll be loving it. And don't think for one moment that Josh will be missing us either.
He is to doting grandparents.
Oh, I second that.
I don't know what we'd have done these past weeks without your mum doing the cutting and looking after Pip and Josh so much.
I'll tell you what we'd have done.
What?
Eaten a lot of very cold casseroles. Yeah. Another few weeks and we can think of turning the herd out for a bit of early bite.
That'd solve the silage problem nicely.
Yeah, so all in all...
we could be a lot worse off.
Exactly.
You're taking up a lot of the sofa, aren't you?
Oh, you want me to move away?
No. What's Jack Woolley looking so miserable for when he left?
The shoot.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Got the story out of him later when I dropped off Auntie Peggy's steak.
Is he still mad about that bloke walking out on him?
Oh, there's more to it than that.
What?
Well, since Jack can't get a replacement keeper, Peggy's suggesting he amalgamates the Grey Gable shoot with the estate.
Blind like that.
Yeah, well, Jack wasn't having any of it. So it was a preposterous idea.
Poor old Jack. David, I know it's an awful thing to say.
What is?
Isn't it nice feeling sorry for other people's problems for once, rather than having to worry about our own?
Oh, I'll drink to that. You ready for a top-up?
Oh, I shouldn't have any more.
No, you shouldn't, but you're going to.
Only half a glass.
All right.
Thanks.
Had that T-shirt for long?
Months.
Really suits you.
Me tatty old jeans.
Well, you look good in anything.
Do I? As attractive as Siobhan Hathaway.
Who?
The doctor's wife. She was turning a few heads when she was up here.
Oh, she wouldn't turn mine.
No?
Nah. Why should she? When I'm sitting next to you, I'm about to have a very romantic evening.
David? You are drunk.
I am pleasantly mellow, actually. Is that a problem?
It doesn't seem to be. Can you smell that?
Oh, no, the casserole.
Oh, it's getting frazzled. Oh,
don't go away. Don't go away. I'll see to it. You stay there.
Oh, David Archer, last of the Red Hot Lovers, I don't think.
If I've got to go to the dairy, I might as well take the clean overalls.
I'm sorry, Pat.
Where had I left them?
Oh, I didn't want to bother you, but Tony ain't around.
Yeah, it's all right. I know.
The pump keeps cutting out. Tony did show me how to reset it, but I'm afraid of getting it wrong.
These are the dirty ones.
Well, what with the milk going back in the holding tank, we're getting so behind. We ain't pasteurised half of what we should have. I'll stay on an extra hour if you like.
If you want.
I ain't in no hurry to get home. Eddie's miserable as sin at the moment. We got some bad news from Mr. Aldridge last night.
Oh, yeah?
Eddie and Joe went to see him yesterday morning to ask if the estate could give us a rent abatement. Well, you know how
hard... You passed that bag?
Well, oh, yeah, here.
No, the one on the back of the door.
Oh, right, yeah. Anyway, he rings back last night. He's ever so sorry, he says. If it were up to him, he'd give us a reduction, but Borchester land won't hear of it. We've got to pay the full rent on Labour Day.
These are the ones I wanted.
I don't know how we're going to manage.
I'm sorry. Oh, what were you talking about, Clary?
Doesn't matter.
Well, let's get over to the dairy then.
Ah, that's better having new shoes, isn't it?
You were starting to sound very clanky.
Hello, Sam.
Oh, you got her name right for once.
She's looking in very good shape.
Where's Daniel?
Oh, I dropped him off with Jill.
Oh, I thought he was staying with you for the whole afternoon.
He was, till a chap in Darrington asked me to come and have a look at his goats. I want to drag Daniel over there.
I'll pick him up as soon as the farrier's finished here.
Yeah, I thought I'd better let you know before I set off.
How did he get on at the surgery?
Well, he seemed to enjoy it.
He seemed to.
He didn't say much, but I think he did. Whether Mr. Lomax enjoyed having Daniel there is another matter.
Who's Mr. Lomax?
A lop-eared rabbit I got Daniel to drip feed. Well, drench would be a more appropriate description.
Oh, dear.
But he was asking when he'll be able to go back, so...
So, must have been a success.
Mm. And, talking of successful visits, Josh had a great time at the animal sanctuary yesterday, according to your mum.
Oh, I know. I saw David earlier. Actually, he seemed in a bit of a bad way.
David?
He was very grouchy. He said he was nursing the most terrific hangover.
I'm starting to have nightmares about that alarm, Pat. It's been going off more and more each day.
It won't take long to reset.
Tony reckons there's a seal gone somewhere. He's going to have a look when he gets the chance.
It's not difficult to reset, Clary. Oh,
but I don't like fiddling around with the pasteuriser. Tracy ain't no better than me at remembering what to do.
Let's see if that does it.
Oh. Do you think you'll be back in here next week?
I don't know.
Only if you ain't around, perhaps Tony could look in a bit more often. Or Helen when she's here. She's good with machines, is Helen.
Right, it's running okay now.
Yes. Thanks, Pat.
Pat, have you got a moment?
Oh, Hayley.
Hello.
Hi. Any chance of a word, Pat?
It's all right, I'm coming. What is it?
You're not in the middle of something, are you?
It's all right.
Only I'd put all the gear on if I went inside.
What did you want, Hayley?
Well, I came up here expecting I'd have to talk to Tony again.
Well, he's in the top field if you want to see him.
No, I'd much rather talk to you, to be honest.
Oh.
Wasn't sure I'd find you up and about, that's all.
I'm okay, Hayley.
Look, ever since Wednesday, I've been going over and over the things I said to Tony, trying to think how I could have put things better. Was he mad about what I said?
Well, he hasn't said anything about it.
He hasn't said we had a row?
No.
Well, we did. I sort of blew my stack, said some things in a way I didn't want to, and other things we hadn't said at all.
I see.
It was about me going into partnership with Tommy. Not for the pigs, not for anything else, just for the sausages.
The sausages?
They're turning out to be more trouble than they're worth, aren't they?
Yes.
Look, what it is, I didn't want Tony to think I was trying to take advantage of how close we've all become since the past year. You and Tony and Tommy, you've really made me feel part of Bridge Farm.
Right.
And I don't want you to think I'm using that to get a little bit of extra money or something out of what I'm doing.
You're not happy with what we're paying you?
I'm not worried about the money, Pat. I want the partnership with Tommy because it's recognition, I suppose.
I don't get you.
Recognition of what I've done to keep John's business going. It would be saying I've earned the right to have a small say in one small part of what you do.
Pat, the blooming pump's cut out again.
Oh, no.
I switched the alarm off, but there ain't no point in resetting it. There's obviously something wrong with it.
Well, just leave it, Clary.
But we can't get on with anything till it's fixed. Well,
Tony can see to it when he comes back.
So what do we do till then?
Nothing. Go home, Clary.
Go home? It's not time.
Well, there's no sense in you hanging on. We'll pay you for the whole afternoon.
Oh, fair enough, if that's what you want.
I haven't chosen the best time for a chat, have I?
To be honest, no.
Maybe I could come back sometime over the weekend?
Well, yeah, come round one evening when Tony's here.
I'd feel more comfortable if I could discuss it with you first.
Tony'd be better dealing with it. Or you could come over when Helen's here. Talk it through with her, if you like.
Daniel didn't stop once during tea. Alistair did this with the guinea pig. Alistair did that with the pussycat. He really had a good time.
I thought he did. Well, it's nice to have it confirmed.
Though he has picked up one or two funny ideas.
Such as?
Did you tell him something about cutting a cat's fur?
Well, I told him how we prepare for an operation.
And he seems to have got the idea you don't simply treat sick animals, you're their hairdresser as well.
Oh, it does seem to have had one positive effect.
What's that?
For the first time in a long time, Daniel's been happy to leave us alone together for a couple of minutes.
Well, maybe he's feeling a bit more secure.
Or else he's tied himself into knots trying to get his pyjamas on and can't move.
I think we'd know by now if that was the problem.
Well, if he's not down in a minute, I'll check.
And when he's ready for bed, you might want to shower yourself.
Am I...
A bit goatee, yes.
Thank you for your tact and delicacy.
I thought you'd want to know.
I hope it's not too strong. Tim Hathaway was walking past when I got back. He stopped for a chat.
He's probably got you permanently labelled as the goat man from now on.
Thanks.
Was his wife with him?
No, she's gone back to London.
Not before making sure a very acceptable offer has been put in on Honeysuckle Cottage.
How did you know that?
I still get the gossip from Rodway and Watson. As long as nothing awful comes to light in the surveyor's report.
Bodies under the floorboards.
Yeah, looks as though the sale will go ahead.
Oh, I hope so.
What is Daniel up to?
I'll go and see.
No need. Oh. Are you ready for bed now, sweetheart?
I want my story.
And you want that top putting on the right way. Let's go on up then.
No, Mummy.
No?
I want Alistair to read my story.
Oh.
Fair enough. Off you go and choose one, then. You see, not everyone minds the smell of goats.
Come in. I just wanted to thank you. Oh, don't turn that off on my account.
No, I'm not much in the mood for telly.
I only came up to thank you for the library books.
Oh, well, it was a bit of a random selection, I'm afraid.
The thrillers were a very good choice.
Oh, come and sit down, Mrs. A. I've just made some tea.
But I don't want to disturb you.
Oh, you're not. Go on, I'll get you a cup.
You're sure?
I'd be glad of the company, to be honest.
Not going out with friends tonight?
Well, Kate suggested meeting up for a drink later on.
You're going to go?
I'm not in a very Friday night state of mind. Here you are.
Thank you.
I think I'll settle for a night in on my own. I'm in a good wallow in self-pity.
Self-pity?
Take the notice. I'm talking nonsense.
It's not like you to be miserable.
Sometimes you can't help it, not when other people seem determined to make you feel that way.
Whoever's been doing that, Ellie?
Well, I've got this thought, which is really bugging me. You can be too nice to people, can't you?
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes, if you go out of your way to help someone, they can think, well, you're a bit soft, actually. They expect you to keep on doing things for them without making any sort of return.
They take advantage of you.
Exactly. And it's your own fault for not sticking up for yourself a bit more.
Hayley, I've been so thoughtless.
Pardon?
Getting you to run me into Borchester, going to the library for me.
No,
and
Mrs.
all
A.
the things you've done since you moved in.
Oh, please, I didn't mean you.
I do feel I've taken advantage.
Mrs. A, not at all. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about... It seems horrible to say it, but I mean I'm talking about Bridge Farm.
But you seem to like working there so much.
I did, when I thought it was appreciated.
Pat always says how much she likes having you around.
Well, she doesn't show it. Not recently. Frankly, I don't think she's bothered whether I'm there or not.
I'm sure that's not true.
It's as if she's a different person.
Oh, dear.
And Tony just doesn't understand anything. Oh, so unfair. I've tried so hard to support them. Me and Tommy, we've worked together like a real team.
I know you have.
At first, it was all to do with John. We're trying to keep his memory alive. But it's become more than that. Learning how to do the books, going to the Royal Show, and now developing and marketing our own product. Pat and Tony ought to be proud of what me and Tommy have done. I was so chuffed when Tommy and me had the first batch made up, Ambridge Originals. We'd seen it through from breeding the pigs to designing the picture on the packet ourselves.
Aren't Pat and Tony happy with what you've done?
No. They want to take it away from us. Well, from me, at least.
Well, that doesn't sound like them at all.
I was just being an idiot, wasn't I?
You're very far from being an idiot, Hayley. You're one of the most sensible, kindest people.
Please don't say anything nice, Mrs. A, because I'll just dissolve. I know I will.
No, all I was going to say was I can't imagine anyone wanting to take advantage of you.
What else would you call it?
Well, it must be a misunderstanding at the root of it.
There isn't, I promise you.
Have you tried talking with them?
Yeah, with both of them. It didn't do any good.
So unlike Pat and Tony.
Well, they've changed since Helen started being around more. It seems that whatever she says goes. And she doesn't want me to have anything to do with Bridge Farm.
Surely not.
I reckon it's her who's told Pat and Tony I can't be a partner.
Did they say it was Helen who was against the idea?
They don't have to. I know it's her. I'm certain of it.
Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.